Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting second. The left fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Lomaby. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jack Lomabee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomabee strikes out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lomabee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive towards first. Stewart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive towards third. Moran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to home for the out. Moran moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. Moran moves to third. Two outs. Bob Chance pinch hits for Gary Bell. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moran scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Sonny Siebert pinch runs for Bob Chance. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby is 0-for-1 in the game. Lomaby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Bressoud applying the tag. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Bill Spanswick now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spanswick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson pinch runs for Russ Nixon. Chuck Schilling pinch hits for Bill Spanswick. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Tillman now catching. Chuck Schilling now playing second base. Dick Raditz now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitfield is hit by the pitch. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-3 in the game. Bressuit is hit by the pitch. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-0 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Malzone scores. Bressuit scores. Schilling moves to second. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.